Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world on the World Wide Web at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Thursday, December 23rd, 2021. At this week's meeting of the Homestead Valley Community Council, Morongo Basin Sheriff Captain Luke Niles and Lieutenant Michael Walker recognized Jim Harvey as the Sheriff's Citizen of the Year. Hillary Sloan joins us now with the story.
There were several reasons for selecting Jim Harvey as the Morongo Basin Sheriff's Citizen of the Year. Sheriff's Captain Luke Niles said that Harvey has been an extraordinary leader while serving on the HVCC board. Harvey is actively engaged in all the important issues in our community and works diligently to educate himself and fellow residents regarding problems and takes a logical approach to finding solutions. He is a wonderful partner of the Sheriff's Department, sincerely committed to public safety. Harvey communicates with Lieutenant Walker and Captain Niles regularly to make them aware of budding problems and works just as hard as they do to address and handle those situations. Both Captain Niles and Lieutenant Walker wanted to show their appreciation for all the thankless hours they know Jim Harvey puts in, often behind the scenes, to help the Sheriff's Department with public safety goals. For Z1077, this is Hillary Sloan.
The Morongo Basin Transit Authority will not operate service on Saturday, December 25th in observance of Christmas Day and will resume its regularly scheduled service on Sunday, December 26th. The MBTA will also not operate service on Saturday, January 1st, 2022 in observance of New Year's Day and will resume its regularly scheduled service on Sunday, January 2nd. Due to Christmas Day and New Year's Day both falling on Saturdays this year, Burtech Waste and Recycling Services is on regular schedule for the weeks of Christmas and New Year's, meaning there will be no service delay in your regular service schedule. Copper Mountain College will be closed for winter break Friday, December 24th through Saturday, January 1st of 2022. Please be aware that services such as the online help desk and waitlist notifications will not be operating during the break. Online registration will continue through CMC's winter break via the MyCMC portal with your student ID. New students can continue to apply online during this time at cmccd.edu. CMC will reopen on Monday, January 3rd, 2022, and classes will begin on January 28th. Winter holidays and the spring months are the busiest time of year at Joshua Tree National Park. Crowded conditions create limited parking, full campgrounds, and lines at park entrances. The best ways to prepare for your visit to Joshua Tree National Park include buying a digital pass ahead of time by logging on to recreation.gov, avoiding entering the park between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., and avoid exiting the park around sunset. With more tips to prepare you for the holiday weekend, here's reporter Ernest Figueroa.
The park may become drive-through only as the parking lots reach maximum capacity during times of extreme visitation. Visitors may be turned away from popular parking areas. Be flexible with plans, as the best hike may be the one where parking is readily available. Always be prepared with adequate food and water, and let someone from home know you will be hiking, as cell phones do not work in the park in most areas. Visitors can park along many, but not all, roadsides. Never drive over a curb to make a new parking space. Weekdays are usually less crowded than weekends. Consider visiting the park Monday through Thursday. For information on booking a campsite, see this story online at Z1077FM.com. Reporting for Z1077, this is Ernest Figueroa.
A Desert Hot Springs man was arrested Tuesday following a robbery and grand theft auto investigation. On December 7th, deputies assigned to the Morongo Basin Station were dispatched to two separate burglary investigations and a grand theft auto, all within a one-mile radius of each other in Yucca Valley. During the investigation, deputies developed suspect leads and positively identified the suspect in the crimes as Jamar Turner Collins, 30. On Tuesday, December 21st, deputies and detectives obtained an arrest warrant for Turner Collins, and a search warrant was served at his residence in Desert Hot Springs. During the service of the search warrant, a press release states that evidence was located inside his residence, linking him to the two burglaries and the grand theft auto. Turner Collins was then reportedly arrested at the search warrant location without incident. Jamar Turner Collins was arrested for investigation of burglary and booked into the West Valley Detention Center and is being held in lieu of $200,000 bail. The holidays can be a joy-filled season, but they can also be stressful and especially challenging for those impacted by mental illness. For individuals and families coping with mental health challenges, the holiday season can be a lonely or stressful time, filled with anxiety and/or depression. If you're living with a mental health condition, stress can also contribute to worsening symptoms. Reporter Hillary Sloan has some suggestions on how you can reduce stress and maintain good mental health during the holiday season.
Be kind to yourself and put your own mental and physical well-being first. Be realistic. Even pre-pandemic, the happy lives of the people shown in those holiday commercials are fictional. Set boundaries. Family dynamics can be complex. Acknowledge them and accept that you can only control your role. If you need to, find ways to limit your exposure. Exercise daily. It naturally produces stress-relieving hormones in your body and improves your overall physical health. Set aside time for yourself and prioritize self-care. Eat well, as eating unprocessed foods like whole grains, vegetables, and fresh fruit is the foundation for a healthy body and mind. Get enough sleep, since symptoms of some mental health conditions can be triggered by getting too little sleep. Avoid alcohol and drugs. They don't actually reduce stress. In fact, they often worsen it. Finally, find support, whether it's with friends, family, a counselor, or a support group. Airing out and talking can help. If you or someone you love is experiencing a crisis, you can call the National Suicide Prevention Line at 1-800-273-8255. For Z1077, this is Hillary Sloan.
This holiday season, the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department, Town of Yucca Valley, and the City of 29 Palms reminds the public to celebrate the holiday season responsibly by not driving under the influence. With the details, here's Heather Clisby.
The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department, Town of Yucca Valley, and the City of 29 Palms is committed to keeping our community safe and encourages everyone to stay in for the night or use a designated sober driver if you have alcohol, marijuana, prescription, or over-the-counter drugs that may impair. From December 15th through New Year's Day, the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department, Town of Yucca Valley, and the City of 29 Palms will have additional officers on patrol looking for drivers suspected of being under the influence of alcohol and/or drugs. The extra enforcement effort is part of a national campaign, Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over, with the goal of stopping suspected impaired drivers who put others on the road at risk. Impaired driving is not just from alcohol. Do your research and understand how certain drugs may affect your driving ability. Reporting for Z1077, this is Heather Clisby.
Z1077 will be the soundtrack for your Christmas holiday with more than 36 hours of nonstop Christmas music. Ernest Figueroa has the details.
Z1077.7 FM is your official Christmas station. We will be playing nothing but Christmas music starting at noon on December 24th, all the way until midnight on Christmas night. Let us be your soundtrack while you're wrapping presents, prepping your holiday meal, and enjoying time with family. Listen to our stream on your computer or smartphone. Stream us through our free app wherever you are. Just download KCDZ in your Play Store, or just do it the old-fashioned way and turn on the radio to 107.7 FM. Reporting for Z1077, this is Ernest Figueroa.
The Joshua Basin Water District Board of Directors will meet in special session today at 1 p.m. for a closed session meeting regarding a public employee performance evaluation for the general manager. The meeting will be available online via Zoom, and to attend the special meeting, you can see a link in this story online at z1077fm.com. And the Yucca Valley High School boys wrestling team is continuing to improve. Yesterday, at the Lancer Holiday Classic at Lakeside High School in Lake Elsinore, Eric Vera placed 5th, Aiden O'Brien placed 7th, and Simon Beach won 3 of his 5 matches. The Trojans are now expected to take a break and enjoy the holidays with their families, with matches and tournaments continuing in 2022.